Saki to me.
Hey everybody, it's Detto. I'm back here with another episode of Saki to me. This is our last one of the season. It's number 25. We're really proud of everything. I'm here with my girl Casey, and we're going to talk about Alex Jones, the documentary on Max, and everything I think about it, which you'd be surprised what you're going to hear. All right, so tune in. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, everyone. It's Casey. Just wanted to give a shout out to our fellow podcaster, Steve Pugh, down the road, Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. Check him out wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. It's Dado. We're back here. I'm with my girl, Casey.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say, I agree with Alex Jones.
agree with him?
I just watched that documentary, and I agree with Alex Jones.
Really? Completely yes. Agree with him?
No, that's the problem. I think he's a fat, dumb retard. I do. I think he's an idiot. But some of the stuff he says, I actually agree with. So does that make me a fat, dumb retard?
Maybe sometimes.
And maybe retard isn't the best word.
Probably not the best word.
Let's go with idiot from here on in.
Okay. Probably a better word choice, I agree.
Alex Jones is an ignorant bully supremacist.
Yes, he is.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Why?
Well, because he's an ignorant bully supremacist. That's why.
I don't think you can use the same explanation as a reason.
Well, that's because I'm Alex Jones. I agree with him. He's literally trying to attract the world's dumbest people.
Yeah, because dumb people believe lots of things.
Actually, I would call him flypaper.
Flypaper?
Yep.
All right.
Flies are attracted to that paper for whatever reason, and they get stuck on it.
All right. That makes sense.
So his followers would be nothing more than, he would be nothing more than flypaper, and his followers would be the flies.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Although I do agree with him on some stuff. I do.
Not on the Sandy Hook stuff.
Oh, hell no. That's why he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's a huge idiot. And the sheer fact that he went and stuck up for everything
that
he said is just flat out stupid.
Exactly. He didn't even own up to anything, apologize, nothing.
He is the biggest narcissist I've ever seen.
That's
he
really is. True.
He could not admit to anything.
Nope.
Even sitting in front of two people that lost their child.
Yeah.
He wouldn't admit it.
Defended himself.
Yes. And anybody that believes that guy is a moron.
Yeah.
A flat out moron. Just stupid.
So how do you agree with him then?
Because I do agree with like the moon landing and 9/11 and that stuff. Right. I'm not necessarily a conspiracy theorist.
Close. It's one.
Yeah, I'm very close. I'm teetering on the edge. I am. I do teeter. But I question everything.
Right, which is not a terrible thing. I agree with that. But this one was...
I don't just eat what you feed me.
Right.
Like, I'll spit it back at you sometimes. Yeah. But this was just nuts.
I mean, the logic that they had a whole town, they had planned it for years, and had a whole town in on the... conspiracy that they were going to plant or, you know, pretend to have this school shooting, which was probably one of the worst things that ever happened in the state and country. And
yeah. And then to have everyone call in and say, oh yeah, they're stupid. Come to the show. We'll show you what's what. You faker, you fake actor.
And like, actually harassed these poor people.
And us being from Connecticut, we know it actually happened.
Yes.
It's like going to New York City. You can tell that the World Trade Centers aren't there anymore.
Right.
They fell.
Yes.
Why did they fall? That's a different story. But they fell. They're not there anymore.
Exactly.
You can't, like, you literally can't do this. He deserved everything he got, and what a cowardly bastard.
Which, he hasn't really paid for anything, right? I mean,
he declared bankruptcy. Yeah. What a giant friggin' pansy.
Yeah.
I would have used a different word there, but I want to keep it as clean as possible. I already said the R word too many times. So I'm just going to keep it cleaner than I should.
Okay.
But he went on and on, just even in the middle of that documentary, just hawking his stuff.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's why he did it.
And the fact that even like before the court date and stuff, that early that morning, people would be on the stand and he's recording his show and basically mocking the judge and everything about the whole...
He lit the judge's face on fire.
That
he did.
Crazy.
You did it for publicity.
Oh, absolutely.
Because bad publicity is still publicity.
Yep.
That's how ridiculously stupid that guy is.
Yeah.
You are now indicted on charges of doing this and have to pay $1.4
billion. Is that what it is, billion?
Yeah, that's what the documentary said. I haven't actually got an exact... You can't find an exact amount.
Right.
So I'm going off the documentary, so don't quote me on it, but that much.
And he's paid out $0.
Zero. He's bankrupt.
But how could he possibly be bankrupt if he still has this show?
He's still on the air. It's all in his wife's name.
I still don't know how that works, but... I mean, I saw that the judge said you can't use bankruptcy as a reason not to pay.
You can't use bankruptcy as a reason not to pay, but if you don't have any money, you can't pay.
Yeah. And I did see something that said that the whatever the name of the company is that owns InfoWars, the bankruptcy plan is to pay him something like $500,000 a year, and then the rest of it would start going towards the... families.
The victims?
Yeah.
Yeah. The actual victims, yeah. Which he assaulted for 10 plus years.
Yeah. Sent yeah. crazy and used people.
It, used it to make money because he didn't know them.
Right.
He's in Texas. And I believe that everyone in Texas is a huge, giant asshole.
Wow. Are you
seriously?
Serious?
Yeah. They are. They're just huge assholes in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, including their assholes.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Well, I'm saying it because everything I see that comes out of Texas. Why are the goddamn Cowboys on ESPN all the time?
Oh, boy. How did we get to that?
Well, I'm just asking because all you hear about is the Cowboys.
Right.
Middle of baseball season. The Cowboys are up there.
Really?
Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones can hardly string two words together. He's advanced in age. He's an idiot. And he just happened to stumble into an oil tycoon situation where he has tons of money.
Oh, is that why?
He probably owns Disney.
Oh.
Yeah. But he's from Texas. So he's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm sure there are not everyone in Texas is like that. Come on.
I'm sure if you move to Texas, you're an idiot. I don't know why you would live there. Unless you're helping people out of the river.
Out of the river?
Just saying. The Rio goes through there.
Wow.
I don't know where you live in Texas, but still.
Okay.
Even with Alex Jones, like the people he had working for him are these fat, ignorant dumbasses.
Yeah, they weren't. They didn't look very intelligent.
They didn't even speak intelligently.
Not at all.
They're like me. Seriously.
I mean, I think you sound a little more intelligent than they did.
I cross my fingers and hope so. But
I hope so.
We'll find out.
Maybe a little. Not a lot.
I still wouldn't go and do that. The testicular fortitude it took for them to go there and do that, unreal.
Yeah, it's just so strange that so many people, what they say, a quarter of the population or something, believes that this never happened. And people have actually gone up to the parents and said, oh, your child didn't die. How do you accuse these poor people of things
that
like
you've
that?
Never met before?
That you've never met and know nothing really
nothing
about.
Only about what you heard.
Yes.
Which is how ugly the internet actually is. Awesome. And here we are trying to put on a podcast right. on the internet. Why don't we just start doing stuff like Alex Jones? So we just put out fake news, fake news, fake news.
Yeah, I think he's doing it on purpose.
Well, he's doing it to hawk all that supplement stuff.
If we put out fake news, it's probably by accident, to be honest.
Well, it's because we're, like I said.
But he's selling supplements that he's made up, and I don't really know. I don't know why anybody would buy a supplement off of something like that either. That's super strange as well.
But like I said, there's stuff that I agreed with him on, and it's like toothpaste and fluoride. Remember we were talking the other day?
Yes.
Like, do you remember having fluoride in school?
Yes.
And then they put in baby water?
Yes. It's in all of the water. It's in the city water for most cities, towns.
I don't necessarily disagree with everything he says, but the way he handles it is just stupid.
Right.
He's an ignorant, bully supremacist.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's a white supremacist. He's like everything engulfed into one. He's a bully.
Uh-huh.
He's a supremacist. He's an evangelist that tells you everything. Oh, this, God's going to tell me what to do. No.
Right.
Knock it off. You're a preacher, and you're exactly what Tool sings about in the song Eulogy.
Wow. Okay.
Get off the cross. We need the space to put up another martyr.
Wow. All right.
And that's what he is. He's one of those people that, for whatever reason, the people that can't think for themselves flock to.
Yeah, because that's the only explanation for anybody looking and saying, oh, wow, this is a great guy. Let's listen to everything he has to say.
He's from Texas.
I want to work for him and
yeah.
go harass families basically, to put on a show.
Those people that actually worked for him or did anything or followed him are awful, awful human beings.
Yeah.
And they should just go kill themselves.
Wow.
They really should. That's population control right there. Seriously. If Alex Jones is so concerned about population control or anything like that, have your followers go kill themselves.
Is that something he's actually concerned about?
Because we'd get smarter as a race if you did. Seriously.
I agree, although I don't feel like you should say those things.
I don't care.
Out there for everyone to hear.
What? People don't want to hear the truth. This is the truth.
This is the truth.
I'm just kidding. This is my opinion. This is my opinion. This isn't the truth. It's sheerly my opinion. It's what I think.
Accurate.
Yeah. I'm not telling you that this is actually true. I'm saying that this is what I think.
Right.
That's it. I'm not trying to line up with me.
Yeah. Everyone that listens or watches this Alex Jones thing, I'm sure, has their own opinion. I find that...
Absolutely.
I don't know anybody that would agree with what he did.
I cried through the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah, that was awful.
I went through 2 boxes of tissues. Seriously.
That was a horrible, horrible day. And the fact that that is what happened after the fact and that he made such a profit off of it and has never apologized is insane.
He is a complete narcissist bastard.
Yeah.
And he sucks at life.
Yeah.
And they should have put a bullet through his head. Where's Adam Lanza when you need him?
Wow.
I'm just saying, where is he?
Yeah.
Because you should have saved one more bullet, Adam. You should have, for Alex Jones. Because that's what he needed.
And how about attorneys that represent these people? How do you stand up there knowing that he didn't even have an actual trial to determine if he was guilty or not? It was because they didn't cooperate.
Default.
So it was defaulted that he was guilty.
Well, that was Texas.
And I think the same thing happened in Connecticut.
No, they found him guilty. And they weren't allowed to find him guilty. They had to figure out how much money he had to pay.
Right.
And in both cases, those judges were absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And the attorney that was representing Neil Heslin?
Okay.
Was amazing. That dude was awesome. He killed it. He's like, I can't even ask you any more questions. I'm done. Like, you just lie and lie and lie.
They must just have been so frustrated, even asking questions and listening to the answers. It was just insane.
Even on that thing, watching it,
yeah,
you could see the defense attorneys just put their heads down, like, oh, God, what do we do
exactly
now?
Why did we do this?
Why did we do this? And then in Connecticut, Norm Pattis.
Oh, right, yeah. He's a really
takes the case for Alex Jones.
Guy.
He's the same guy trying to defend Fotis Doulos.
Right, he was the one that did defend.
Dude, cut your ponytail off. You're about 85 years old. You got a ponytail about 86 feet long.
He does look like a mess.
It's like you literally started growing it when you were born, and you never stopped. You're an attorney, and you're attorney to these 2 high-profile cases. You look like a douche. You literally look like a douche.
2 cases that are very high-profile that were pretty much everyone agreed they were guilty.
Exactly.
I don't think there's many people that think Fotis Doulos didn't do that because he took his own life, so he didn't even have to deal with...
Did he take his own life?
He killed himself in the garage.
Himself?
He didn't go to court.
Oh, that's right. He killed himself in the garage.
You're right. They found him in the car.
Yes.
So
you know he did it.
Exactly, because he didn't face it or fight it. So, and then, obviously, Alex Jones, you couldn't even pretend that he didn't do it. It was public.
Right. And then he turned everything over to his wife.
Yeah, so that... I don't know how that works for bankruptcy, though. Like, how does that save you from bankruptcy? Aren't your married assets your joint assets? I don't get that.
There's got to be a paper trail some way.
So.
There has to be.
Yeah.
But it's like, but Norm Pattis, you have no self-respect.
No, not at all.
Good thing you're an attorney. Good for you. Yay, you passed the bar. But you have no self-respect. You know what you're doing, and you're only trying to gain infamy, I guess, at this point.
Right.
Because you just took... 2 huge cases, you knew you were going to lose.
Right, but he gets paid either way.
He does, I get it.
So I guess maybe that's just all...
But at some point, he won't have any more work. Because if you keep losing, no one's going to hire you.
Also true. Yeah, I...
Cut the ponytail off, take your surfboard, and go home. You weirdo. Literally, you weirdo.
I don't know. I don't think I would want him as my attorney, that's for sure.
In that documentary, he couldn't even drag the stand across the floor.
That's true.
It looked like a walking, the walker for crippled people.
He struggled.
Oh, he struggled mightily. It's like that stand should have had tennis balls on the bottom of it. Seriously, as he's dragging across the floor because he couldn't do it. It's like, how did, Why would you go to that guy?
I don't know.
He comes as like the highest rated attorney in Connecticut.
Does he really?
I don't know, but he's got two of the highest profiled cases in the last 5 years.
Very true.
Anyway, you mean to tell me there's no other attorney in Connecticut that would have taken a case? Or there's no other right. attorney that would have taken a case that high profile that knew they were going to lose?
Yeah,
So why would you go to that guy?
I don't know.
Why would you pay him? No, I'm going to lose.
At that point, why not just go with the cheap one the free one with the state?
Take a public defender at that point.
You know you're going to lose.
Yeah, you know you're going to lose.
Right.
You're hiring this guy because you know you're going to lose. Basically, you're just throwing money away.
Yeah, I have to imagine he's not cheap.
Well, he's got to be cheap now because he's probably not going to get any more work.
Yeah,
of course,
I don't know.
With that long gray hair and a ponytail, he's like, I'm on the tail end of this anyway, so who gives a crap? Also, I'm moving to California to surf. Hang 10, bro.
I wonder if he does surf. I don't know about that. He doesn't really look like a surfer just because the ponytail.
He looks exactly like a surfer.
Really? I don't think the surfing, but...
Put a bodysuit on him. Bam, done.
Bodysuit.
Seriously. Guy's a nerd. Alex Jones should have had a bullet in the head. We already said that.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody has not actually taken him out. It's one. There are certain things that you expect that to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Not that we're saying that.
I don't know.
That's okay, but.
There should have been somebody that has just done it. Like Jack Ruby. They should have Jack Ruby'd his ass.
I mean, I don't think he would last long if he did go to prison.
Do you know who Jack Ruby is?
I do not know who Jack Ruby is.
Jack Ruby is the guy that killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who killed John F. Kennedy.
Oh.
Allegedly.
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 Right.
And that's why I'm a conspiracy theorist myself.
You don't think that happened.
I don't know if it did or didn't. But why would you kill Lee Harvey Oswald if he did it?
Right.
You killed him because he's probably going to squeal on something.
Right?
I'm just saying.
I see what you mean. I don't know the details of all of these
things. Don't try and get too far into it.
But.
My whole point in life is question everything. Like Alex Jones. Fluoride. Toothpaste. That's what causes cancer.
Right.
They tell you right on there, if you swallow more than a pea-sized amount, call poison control.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yet you put this in your mouth every day, two to three times a day.
Kids' toothpaste doesn't have that in there. The little kid one.
But the fluoride we use to switch in schools did.
Oh, yeah. And switch and spit.
That was nasty. Switch and spit.
Yeah. I remember getting the fluoride at the dentist and the trays of foam, and I would beg my mom to not have to get that. I hated it.
Every Wednesday, I think it was like 9:45, for the first 3 years, first grade, second grade, third grade, had to do it every Wednesday. I'm like, why? And all of a sudden, people start dying of cancer. And
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's a connection to that.
It's not limited to that. It's also into deodorant. You can go as far as peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Red 40.
Wait, peanut butter? That's the new one?
The stuff that's in peanut butter. All those ingredients that preserve it.
Okay.
So it can sit in your cupboard for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
Months.
Yeah. Months. Red 40. Anything with red in it. You know why they got rid of red pistachios?
Oh, because it was all with that dye?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I never understood the red pistachios. Why did they dye them?
They were just a fashionable thing. They don't grow red.
No kidding, they don't grow red.
So they dyed them. They sprayed them with a red dye.
I know.
And the red dye killed people. That's why it's gone.
Never understood why they had to be red. It's just a weird thing to dye.
Even you would eat them, and you'd crack them open, eat them, and your fingers would be red. And you couldn't get that stuff off. It took days.
Yeah, I guess that's probably not good for your insides.
Can you imagine what it was doing? Exactly. Can you imagine that?
Isn't there certain candies that are made with that red dye, or did they stop doing that too?
They took it out of a lot of stuff, but I don't know that they took it out of everything. Right. It's called Red 40.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess it's known to be a carcinogenic. Like it gives you cancer. And so they tried taking it out. That's why there's no more red pistachios.
Okay.
And people would argue with me. I'm like, nope, that's why. Because it gave you cancer and they didn't want to prove it.
I guess I don't really know the details on it. I do remember those, and they definitely don't have them anymore.
They don't. They don't have them, and we don't want them back.
No.
But, the other thing I do, and going back to Alex Jones, the other thing I do agree with him on is he was about banks and all the higher institutions controlling everything, and that politics don't have any control. It's just a facade.
Right.
I honestly agree with him.
That's a tough one. I agree too. That they have a lot more control.
Mr. Robot.
People realize.
The show Mr. Robot. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it, watch it. It'll give you an entirely different perspective of everything.
Right.
It will. It's a great show. It's mind-boggling.
Oh.
I was going to say a swear word, so I went with boggling.
Oh, I know what you were going to say.
And it's like, Oh my God, what the hell just happened? Is that really what's happening? And it makes you think.
All right.
So,
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. It's a series. It's great. It's got Christian Slater and Rami Malek. Malek?
I don't know who that is.
He played the guy from Queen. Who's the lead singer of Queen? What the hell?
I don't know. I am not good at this game.
Oh, my God.
I know. You're going to be mad. I'm not good at this game.
No, I'm asking because I can't remember his name right now. I'm trying to mind blank.
Yeah, I got nothing for you.
What the hell was the lead singer of Queen's name? He died of AIDS.
Really?
In 1984, put on that huge concert in France.
Freddie Mercury?
Freddie Mercury. Holy cow. Why was that so hard? Freddie Mercury.
I don't know.
He played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody. And he plays the lead in Mr. Robot. And Christian Slater plays his father. And it's just, it's interesting. It's great. And it makes you think and think about things in a different way. It's crazy.
Right. Which makes sense. You have to think about everything. But it's really hard to get on board with anything Alex Jones
says
after this. And he's still out there asking for donations and supporting the show and still selling these supplements. I mean, I don't understand the supplements.
Don't do anything Alex Jones does.
No.
I mean, question everything. But don't do anything Alex Jones does because he's a big, dumb, fat idiot. He's a bully, ignorant. I was going to say the R word.
No.
Supremacist.
Can't say that.
I did already.
I know, but you shouldn't say that on air.
And the other thing I want to ask before we get off the air.
Okay.
Nick Fuentes.
Who is Nick Fuentes?
He's a white supremacist.
He's a white supremacist?
Doesn't he sound like a Mexican?
I mean, Fuentes sounds like a Mexican name. Yes.
How are you a white supremacist? If your name is Nick Fuentes.
I don't know.
But that's who Alex Jones followed. And it puzzled me.
He followed him?
Yeah. I looked him up. I can't get a lot of dirt on him yet. I'm still going, but it was just like, your name is Nick Fuentes, and you're a white supremacist?
It's a little weird.
I feel like your name should be Rod Stone.
I wouldn't expect him to be Mexican and a white supremacist. I don't think that's a common occurrence.
Greg Johnson.
I don't think.
Or what the hell is this?
Greg Johnson.
Clayton Bixby.
Just
remember Clayton Bixby?
No.
Look no further, fell, you found me.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is he blind?
Oh, right.
Does he not know?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know that
just
because
I'm blind don't mean I'm dumb.
Wait.
Yeah. I love Chappelle. Anyway, we're at the end of this.
Really?
Yeah, Case.
Wow. Okay.
So we got to title up and call it a day, but it turned out all right.
Yeah.
It's good to see you back.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being back from vacation again. How many times do you take a vacation in a year?
I am not actually on vacation.
Did you
all
go
the
to
time.
Texas?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
How sure?
100,000,000%.
All right. Do you have guns?
No.
Oh, the last thing I want to say before, here's the other thing I actually agree with. I don't agree with him, but I say it myself. If the government gave everybody a gun, this wouldn't happen. And all the money you spend on the military and stuff like that.
Right.
If everybody had a gun, it was freely trained how to use it.
Yeah.
Mass shootings wouldn't happen. Because you wouldn't be able to get off a round before you were shot.
I guess that's true. If everybody wanted a gun, I don't want a gun.
I don't really care for one either. I don't need it. I don't want it.
But I've always just said that
I'm saying
the gun laws apply to people that want to follow laws. People that do those things are not looking
laws. But if you knew that you were walking to you were walking into a convenience store and you're sitting there and you knew that everybody in there would have a gun.
Yeah.
Would you go rob it?
It's true. Probably not. No.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't even want a gun. I'm saying, but would you do that?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. What you're saying makes sense.
So that's where we're going to end this.
Okay.
So
everybody should have a gun.
No.
We're ending the podcast.
Just to
today.
Give people food for thought. Until we come back with season two, because this is our last episode.
All right.
Last episode of the season.
Season one.
We learned how to make a podcast. We learned what to do. And we're going to go back, retool, and hopefully come back bigger and stronger next season.
Right.
Right?
We are.
Yeah.
It's the plan.
With the store.
Yes.
With apparel.
That up and off the ground.
And you can buy supplements here.
Just start selling all sorts of things.
We are going to sell t-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff like that to advertise the show. I'm not going to try and sell supplements to people that can't think for themselves.
Yeah, we're not going to be an infomercial trying to just sell.
No, that's not what this is all about.
Stuff.
This is like, we want fans.
Right.
We want fans who like us and what we have to say. If we don't, well, then we suck just as human beings. So.
Also possible.
Yeah. And it's their fault, not ours.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, everybody. That brings us to the end. And as always, be good.
Saki-tumi.
Hey, everybody. It's Detto. Thanks for checking out the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to us. We can hook up, interact. You can tell us what you like about the show. Talk about what you don't like about the show. Give us information and insight. We'd appreciate it. We only want to make the show better for you guys. Also, if you get a chance, head over to someassembly.net. That's our sponsor, and you could really use some business. All right? As always, everybody, be good.
Saki-tumi.